My mother taught me the most important lesson of my life. Quality lasts. My mother, Anna Suraci Benedetto, sewed dresses. She worked in a factory by day and brought home dresses at night because she was paid by the piece and had to support my brother, my sister, and me. My father had died when I was 10. Every night we'd meet my mother at the Ditmars Boulevard L train stop, the north terminal of the lines from Queens, when she returned from Manhattan, and help her carry home a big bundle of unsewn dresses. We'd climb the stairs, and she'd start to sew as soon as she got home. She'd stop to make us dinner, and after that, while we kids read or listened to music, she would bend over her sewing machine again to continue stitching dresses. Sometimes she'd get her thumb caught under the sewing needle. She'd cry out in pain, but put on a bandage and go back to work. She couldn't afford to stop. Watching her made me vow in my heart to be so good at something I loved that my mother wouldn't have to work again. I sat next to my mother as she worked, just to be near her, and every now and then she'd pick up a new dress to be sewn, feel the cloth between her fingers, and set it aside with a frown. She'd say, "I only work on quality dresses." Our family needed every dime my mother would get to stitch one more piece, but my mother would not sew a dress that was not up to her standards. She showed me that a person should take pride in what he does. I thought of my mother years later as I began my career, enjoyed success, and encountered setbacks. I was determined to be so successful to make up for all my mother had sacrificed for us. I never wanted her to have to bend down over another sewing machine again, except to sew something for her grandkids. But when a producer or promoter would tell me that I needed to record a song I considered cheap, shoddy, silly, or senseless, I'd think of my mother and tell him in so many words, "Sorry, I only work on quality material." My mother, the seamstress, taught me a life lesson about art that I've learned applies to life and love, too. Hold art for quality. You might have to work a little harder, it will take a little longer, but you will produce something that lasts. Chapter 2. Bob Hope. I owe Bob Hope my name, and in some ways my life in show business. In the winter of 1945, I was barely 20, a kid from Queens, and in the front lines in Germany. I was in G Company of the 255th Regiment, 63rd Infantry Division, 7th Army. The Germans had 88mm cannons that shot shells that whistled with a terrifying hiss before they hit, throwing fire and hot metal into the air. We had to dig foxholes for shelter, which could take hours, shovel by shovel, to chip and dig into the frozen ground. We couldn't light fires to keep warm. Even the light of a single cigarette could tell the enemy where we were, so we just clawed ourselves close to the cold ground and shivered in the foxhole in snow or bone-chilling rain for 12 or 16 hours until it was light. Sometimes we'd hear Germans whispering to each other. I'm sure they could hear us, too, but nobody wanted to get up and start shooting. We just wanted to make it through the night alive. We'd wake up when those huge, loud shells went off and listen for screams. Sometimes we'd get up and find out who had died. I hated war, and I've always wondered why they produce horror films with make-believe monsters but call war movies adventure stories. There is nothing adventurous about combat. When you're in the front lines, you wake up every day and wonder if it will be your last. You march and wonder if each step you take is your last. You question why people who were next to you, whom you didn't know long enough to even know their names, have died while you're still alive. You wonder if you'll be next. It's hard to see all that dying and suffering and think you'll get out. One day our officers told us to get out of the front line and into some trucks. We assumed we were going to be sent somewhere even tougher, to replace a lot of soldiers who had already died. Then an officer told us, "You boys are going to see a show." That's when we saw Bob Hope. Thousands, tens of thousands of us must have been there, though Bob would have hopped down from a truck and done a show for a dozen GIs if they'd asked. All of us soldiers were grimy, frightened, and exhausted. Bob and other stars he'd brought along, including Jane Russell and Jerry Colonna, and of course Les Brown's band, were just small figures on a stage far away. But Bob and his friends made us laugh. I don't think I remember a single joke. but I don't forget how wonderful it felt to laugh through the whole show. The dread, fear, and worry just rolled off of us in waves of laughter.